Tom Karkelwin, the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun, will have a high around 68. Kenosha right now, 51 degrees, 49 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 51. It's 50 at this hour in Racine. More than half of the almost 90 minutes of public comment at last night's Racine Unified School Board meeting was about a proposed resolution to designate schools as safe zones and create resources for students and families threatened by immigration enforcement. Undocumented father Gabriel Ruiz, through a translator, said he's most concerned for his family.
Because of the political climate that's going on right now.
Solo quiero saber que al yo ir al trabajo.
I just want to know that when I go to work.
Tendré la calma de saber que mi hija de 9 años va a estar a salvo en las escuelas.
I want to make sure that my 9-year-old is going to be safe at school.
Kenya Coronado, who graduated Horlick and starts PhD studies at UW-Madison this fall, talked about the lack of understanding by even some members of the school board.
I had the opportunity to speak to a member of the school board, and I was asked if we had data on deportations or DACA recipients. And on one occasion, the individual singled out youth in a closed meeting asking if they had called names, if they had been called names within the school. To me, this is infuriating. Why is it that our struggle is always questioned? Why is it that we always have to find data or proof of our oppression through academia to state that we exist?
Those who spoke and others in the audience waited for the school board to finally make a decision about the safe zone resolution, and they were not happy when it was referred to the governance committee for review and possible revision before a draft comes back to the board. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, meanwhile, demanding countywide immigration policy changes, including within the public schools. In a Facebook post, Clark says he wants all policies eliminated that refer to the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools as safe havens. The sheriff also seeking a letter of support from County Executive Chris Abley and County Board Chair Theo Lipscomb for the request he made to let his deputies enforce federal immigration law and to serve as immigration and customs enforcement agents. Mount Pleasant's Village Board last night came to a deadlock, 3-3, and thus rejected the appointment of John Keyes to fill the trustee position vacated by Dave DeGroot, who was elected village president in the April 4th election. Trustee Gary Fee said he couldn't support Keyes' appointment, saying that he feels that the village board needs a fresh face.
I have not been totally happy with the direction that you have voted in the Planning Commission's arena. So I personally, if I have one vote to allow another trustee to sit up here, I gotta feel a lot more comfortable than I do. No disrespect.
Yeah, I understand.
But I have to feel totally comfortable that we're not just flip-flopping that fourth vote, which we have been doing for the past 6 years.
Keyes, who sits on the Village Plan Commission, said his only purpose on the board would be to do his best for the village, and he felt that he could be a pacemaker.
If I can help protect the citizens of this village, just like I did on the Plan Commission, I'm all for reasonable development, fiscal responsibility. I do feel that I can handle any of those issues. I don't have any agenda except to try to protect the citizens, help in any way that I can. Moving the village forward.
After the meeting, DeGroot said that he's not sure there is anyone who can both satisfy the factions of the board, and by rejecting Keyes' appointment, the trustees, he said, are setting themselves up for gridlock. Summers Village Board agenda for its 5:30 p.m. meeting tonight includes a public hearing in action on the application for a Class B fermented malt beverage license, as well as a Class E wine license by Petrifying Springs Beer Garden, LLC. Mount Pleasant's Anthony B. Bartolo, the listed agent on that. Groups partnering up with the county in Kenosha to open up the first beer garden in the far south picnic pavilion, which is boarded up right now for work going on inside. Members of the Summers Board also said to be interested in the terms of that deal between the county and PSBG. A task force on homelessness in Kenosha started searching for ways to replace the services offered by the First Step Low Barrier Shelter run by volunteers, which is scheduled to close this coming weekend after 14 years of operation. But there's no consensus yet on just how to do it, even though the members of Congregations United to Serve Humanity are united, at least on that front.
We need to support this group of people. Every man is entitled to dignity and basic human needs. We need to support these people and come together as a community and solve this problem.
Lawrence Hemelev chairs the almost 24-member task force that met for almost a couple of hours on Monday, finding a framework for exploring solutions. Unlike the Shalom Center, the city's primary shelter, First Step has taken in virtually everybody, even if they've been drinking or using drugs. First Step's chief executive officer, Tracy Kreiser, deciding to close up shop rather than defend the agency at a license revocation hearing over accusations of poor management. After relatively flat sales of existing homes in Wisconsin the first 2 months of the year, the numbers improved in March, up 7.2%, including most of all the counties in this part of the state, a 4.7% increase in general, but not all were affected.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association report shows a 1.7% sales increase in Kenosha County and 6.5% in Milwaukee County, but down 8.9% in Racine County. The entire region was up 4.7% on home sales. The median price with those deals rose 5.8% as a group, including Racine at 7.3% to just under $139,000. Kenosha County's median price was up 9.7% for the month and 2.6% in Milwaukee County. Looking at the first quarter of the year, Kenosha County sales dropped 12.5% with an 11.9% median price boost. Racine County sales went up 4.7% with a 15.4% average cost increase. And Milwaukee County's existing home sales rose 5.3% with a 4.3% median price increase. The entire Southeast region had home sales up 2.7% and a 5.3% median price increase. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A scheduled closed session to discuss the job description for the next administrator in Mount Pleasant canceled at last night's village board meeting, the board rejecting the appointment of John Keyes, as we told you, to fill the vacant trustee position. Afterward, the president of the board, Dave DeGroote, said that he put the process on hold because the job description requires the department heads to report to the village board, not the administrator, which he said is destined to fail.
I don't know where that model has ever worked because every village does it the way that we used to. And if they're trying to pioneer something new, anybody that's worked for a boss knows that they can't work for seven bosses.
Status of the search for the administrator not clear right now, as of the search for an HR director, DeGroote last week saying he would like to see what the next administrator maybe handle most of the village's HR duties as well. Continues to be some pretty strong disagreement between the Racine Unified School District and its teachers over a Board of Education vote last month to remove language in the employee handbook about specialist teachers. Superintendent Lolly Hawes clarifying it would allow more flexibility so teachers from lower enrollment schools could move to the other schools with bigger enrollments and assist art, music, and PE teachers with larger classes.
Prior handbook language required that regardless of the size of an elementary school enrollment, every school was assigned one art, one music, and one physical education teacher. The unintended result was that for small schools, students received more art, music, and physical education than a child attending a large school because the teachers at the large schools had more classes per week to teach.
She explained the changes would not fully take effect until the 2018-19 school year. During citizen comments, REA President Angelina Cruz said equity across the board sounds like cutting across the board, and they're concerned about cuts to time and staff positions.
What we do know is that less art, music, FIAD for some kids, rather than raising all of our kids to the level of the best services possible, is indicative of this district's commitment to a race to the bottom. If we're committed to educating the whole child, this move is not in the spirit of doing what's best for our kids. No concrete plan has been shared with the board, parents, students, or educators. Our kids deserve better than that.
School board members offered nothing in terms of comment about the controversy. The new president of the Racine Unified School Board is Bob Witke, replacing Mike Frontier, who opted against serving in any officer position with the board. Dennis Weiser reelected April 4th. He remains the board's vice president. New board member Brian O'Connell, the retired city development director, took the oath of office along with Weiser and Frontier from Racine County Judge Win Laufenberg. At the start of the regular board meeting, among the recognitions, the congratulations to retiring board member Don Nielsen after 11 years. Dennis Weiser, Mike Frontier heaping praise on his diligence and his passion.
Nothing got approved by the board until Don gave his final looks good to me stamp of approval. The other big plus Don has brought to the board over the years is his guide dog, currently Conway, previously Mac. When the board meeting is running, if Conway starts stretching and yawning, that's a pretty good indicator we have to step up the pace. If Conway actually falls asleep, we need to wrap up the meeting in 10 minutes.
Student artwork, a gift from the district, a certificate, all given to Don Nielsen, who left with his wife Nancy, and faithful guide dog Conway. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section, and at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.